Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. I'm always looking for something. By that I mean information, not a fight or anything. I don't have the upper body strength or the bravery to actually wait for someone to punch me in the face. So if you ever hear me telling someone that, no, I actually, you can never beat me. What I mean is, as soon as I see them curling up, curling their fingers into fists and coming towards me, I'm running for my life. That's what I mean if you ever hear me tell you that you cannot beat me. What I mean is, as soon as you see, as soon as that fight starts, actually before the fight starts, I'm out of there. That's what I mean. So, technically, yeah, I ran. But, technically you didn't beat me. So, I was right. So, every time I say you didn't beat me, you can argue as much as you can about what a coward I am that I ran away from a fight, but the bottom line is, I was right. You did not beat me. My field of study is about technicalities, believe me. Just sitting in that class and went like, actually, that's true. I mean, that's excellent. Excellent. That's an excellent move. And I feel like, a lot of people, especially in Namibia, have not understood that first. You have to understand that most of the Western institutions rely on technically, I won. Technically, I won. Un momento. Now, so we use a system that's very technical. So that's where I stole that whole, strategy of, when we're engaged in some kind of not a physical confrontation, a verbal one, I would just be there, talking trash to you and be like, no, do you think you are man enough? You think you can beat me? Let me, news flash, buddy. You don't stand a chance with me. You can never beat me. Before that fight starts. Then as I see that things are getting a little too heated up, I run out of there. And then I know a lot of you people will be taking videos and you know what, he's a coward. He ran away from a fight. Look, at this point, we can go to any court and ask the judge. So the question I will ask is, was I beaten? What did I say? Well, you said he was not going to beat you. So now let's not be lazy to think now. Let's just stay on that train of thought. Was I beaten? No, but because we're not going to any but here. What did I say? I said he was not going to beat me. I didn't say I was going to beat him. I said he was not going to beat me. And as soon as he tried to, I ran. So technically, he didn't beat me. So I win. See? That's how it works. So now let me just, let's start by making fun of, today is Wednesday, the 25th. The 25th of June, 2025. So today I'm just here to, pee on Eagle FM, 9:30 to 11. That's comedy time. Take any of it serious and end up with a heart attack. If you take any of it serious and end up with a heart attack, that's not the radio station's fault. That's not the good, short and charming comedian's face, fault. Chesu. Now, with all this whole nonsense of Commonwealth going on, it got me thinking about just if this wealth is this common, why am I broke? Now, I really wish I had stopped there. But it turns out now, you know, when my mind, you know, picks up a train of thought, it runs with it. Like, really runs with it. It goes just down the rabbit hole. So I started looking at different levels of wealth. It turns out there are different levels. There's old money, and then there's new money, and then there's broke people. Now, broke people, that's self-explanatory. That's where you and I, you know, if you have minus 14 in your account and you are one of those people that is, you know, dialing people's numbers starting with *150*, well, congratulations. You are in the last category. Now, if you're one of those people that don't even check the balance, or I mean, you just grab the phone and then just dial the number because you know that you and airtime, top notch. You and airtime, man. New money. Old money, new money, and then broke people. Now, the irony though is, people that are broke spend a lot of the little money we have and the little energy we have because, well, we are grinding, right? To put on this facade that we are rich. I never understood that. Don't get me wrong. I'm one of those people that's, you know, grinding and putting on the, and putting on the cover that I look rich. I know. I was talking to one of my, one friend of mine last night, and she said, don't look like your problems. Now, I get that a lot of us that are, you know, super dead broke with negative balance in our bank account, we're spending a lot, that's because we're spending a lot of that money, on buying a bunch of stuff that are mostly high end to make us look like we have money when in actual reality we don't. So that's when I was like, oh, that's our goal. You know, we may be poor, but we refuse in Jesus' name and everything that's holy to look like our problems. We are not looking our problem. We are not looking like our problems. That's for sure. In the very same way that poor people, in the same way that rich people refuse to look like their money. Have you seen what the stuff they dress? I've told this story before. When I was a kid, my auntie was like, you know what? Came the first time now we had to go to Rundu. Now, just stay out of this before you start saying, Rundu. It was a big deal if you are from the village and your mom, dad, relative told you that, well, this week or this month, we are going to Rundu. Holy cow. You didn't sleep. You know that whole thing of waking up late to go to school? Oh, no, that didn't happen when you're going to Rundu. Believe me, you woke up at 3 and took a shower. It doesn't matter how cold it was. And then dressed up in your best clothes ever. Now. That's when I gave up. I think that ruined my sense of fashion. Because when I got there, I ran into people that were dressed into way more simpler clothes. And I was like, okay, so hang on a second. These guys live here, but they don't bother much on dressing up for this town. Why the heck should I? And I realized the same thing now that, look, and I've seen the same thing, I've seen the same thing with people that come to Windhoek for the first time. Whoa, those guys can dress, yo. Only to get here and find out that Helmut is wearing all style that he has not watched in like 2 weeks. Which I really find offensive. Now, and every month end, go in town square every month end. And you find that people with money, those ones that are driving their vrupas, they get out of that vrupa in some funny looking jean, in some funny looking shirt, and homeboy is standing like that in the queue to the ATM. Now, look for the guy that walked to town. Homeboy is wearing Nike from top to, from top to bottom. Even the underwear is Nike. Now, that's why I learned that, if you ever find yourself in town, and you find someone who is wearing designer clothes from top to bottom, Homeboy is just getting out of a cab. Yeah, but chances are very high he even had to negotiate with the taxi driver because he didn't have the extra $3. But if you find those ones that are wearing the simplest clothes, chances are very high those are the people with the fanciest cars. And I still don't understand that, though. I was out buying my lunch this other time. And there was this, awesome GLE that was just, that was in the parking lot. You should have seen the lady that was stepping out of this car. She was in her effing pajamas. Like, what the heck? But I'm all dressed up to come here and, she's in her, this meth stopped mething a long time ago. So, people that I have seen that dress up the most. People that I have seen that dress up the most are the broke ones. The loaded ones are the ones that are in the simplest clothes. And then again, from the look of things, I think as broke people, we have a good explanation for that. We dress in the fanciest clothes that we can afford, actually fanciest clothes that have made us broke in the first place, because we refuse in Jesus' name to look like our problems. Can I hear an amen? Actually, I can't hear an amen, but well, you can hear mine. That counts. Whoever made radio is a dictator, because you'll just got to listen to me, but not me listening to you. But I can in just a couple of minutes. So, but that's not what I want to focus on today. Today I want to, I don't know which one to start with. No, let's start with the general social one, and then we go to Central Africa, to the, to the Aka tribe. Oh my God, that one is going to be, no. If you don't know what the, if you don't know who the Aka tribe, you know who the Aka tribes are. Oh, this show is gonna be fun, but we'll get to that later. When you live in, excellent. That's the best way to start. Anyone that lives, or more like was raised in an African household, not an African white people household, you'll just stay out of this. African black people household, they have noticed, they can all tell you that there are certain unwritten rules in an African household. Again, this is a type of rules I don't understand. This ties into our old new money discussion, because for those of you that are black and you have old money, I'm coming for you for two reasons. One, you're richer than me, too. You're just easy to make fun of, because you can afford heart attack medication. It's kind of, you can't make fun of poor people. When he has a heart attack, homeboy can't even afford a private hospital. You know, he's going to die in the queue. But if you are loaded, you can just, call your doctor, hop on a chopper, meet you at your farm. Yeah, problem solved. So the unwritten rules, some of them are as follow. Basically, overall, it can be, the rules can be summarized into nice things are for visitors. I don't know who told us that, I swear. Africans, let's just ask ourselves one question. Why is that nice things are for visitors? Nice blankets for visitors. Nice plates for visitors. A fat chicken for visitors. Fat cow for visitors. The one that died because, well, it fell in a well and then died. Now that one is for all of you. But if you find one being slaughtered, that's for visitors. It's either for visitor. In Africa, we only slaughter our domestic animals to either say welcome to someone or to say goodbye to someone. Make I explain. When we slaughter a cow, it's usually to say, welcome to a bunch of people, maybe some high profile visitors. and you have got to be high profile. For a cow, you really have to be high profile. Now, it's either we are saying welcome to someone when we have visitors, or when we are saying goodbye to someone when some guy in the family kicked the bucket. That's when all the nice plates comes out. You know, those ones that are made out of glass. That's when they come out. That's when we start budgeting for tomato sauce. And we call it a food for special occasion. Tomato sauce and mayonnaise. I'm not saying you should eat it every day because, well, frankly, it's just loaded with a bunch of garbage that is not healthy for you. So, I appreciate the fact that we eat more of our traditional foods than, but the label that, our food, the local one, is not good for special occasions. Who the heck came up with that nonsense? And by the way, that's not only for the village. Mm-mm. Even here, or more like even in urban areas, if you hear of something called high stakeholder engagement, you know, conference, summit, go to their buffet. This is some Swiss chocolate. This is some French cuisine. This is some, Belgian lobster. There's, where's the African one? Oh no, this is a special event. We need special food. You're not helping your point here, buddy. What the heck do you mean special food? Well, we don't wanna, we don't wanna have traditional food here. Newsflash. Every food on this buffet is traditional to someone, just not you, you idiot. Because now what you are saying is, any kind, if you go to a buffet, it's a buffet, it's obviously going to have a variety of different types of food. And that will be, that will basically mean you have Japanese tradition there, you have Chinese tradition there, you have French tradition, you have Italian tradition, you have Swiss tradition, any tradition but yours. And you say that with pride. But that's not the most insulting thing. The most insulting thing is that will be coming from someone with a PhD. What's the D for, Domkrat? Because if that's what it means, then well, it's kind of hard to blame you on that one. No, we don't want to have, we just want to have, special food. We don't want to have traditional food. Right, now let's look at the buffet now, right? Where's this chocolate from? Well, this chocolate has been traced. And by the way, that's why I like Wikipedia now. Just take a picture of it and, you can search with pictures these days. Just take a picture and then feed it in Google and then it will bring you a whole paragraph of where that food is from. Just do that at a buffet and you find the history of all the type of foods that you find at a buffet at any quote-unquote special occasion. And one thing that you see is that all the types of food that you see at that buffet is traditional to someone. And yet, there's an educated moron somewhere in Africa who thinks that his traditional food doesn't fit in that category of special delicacy. I cannot believe we call ourselves educated. But anyway. Now, as a parent, look, yes, let's go with that. As a parent that is spending thousands of dollars per month, yeah, but we both know I don't have that money, for school, I would be very offended if I went to an event and found out that my son, who is running the event, is telling people that the reason why they don't have traditional food at that buffet, African or more like Namibian traditional food at that buffet, is because, well, it's a special event and therefore it's only for special food, not traditional food. My question is, let's look at the history of these foods now, shall we? Where is this one from? This one is associated with this tribe in this part of Italy. Right. Thank you very much. So is there a tradition? It is their tradition, you idiot. Actual point of correction. It is their tradition, you educated idiot. So, Africans, two ways. They will, you know, bring out special, you know, special chairs, special, you know, special food, special, plates, special cups, special, and, oh my God, every time I look at food in our traditions, right? Visitors are eating with a knife and fork. Huh? Yeah, well, you can't allow visitors to eat with their hands. Where are the visitors from Italy? No, they're from the next village. What? And they can't eat with their hands. Oh, yeah, the visitors must respect them. With the Italian tradition? Oh, yeah, give them water. Make them wash their hands. That's when the visitors go like, no, we're mistreated. We're just told to, you know, to eat with our hands like we're not visitors. Okay, how did you expect them to treat you? You know, I wanted us to give us, you know, glass plates, you know, a knife and a fork. When last were you in Italy? No, I've never left the African continent. Then you're gonna eat with your hands. See your life. Now, with your bare hands. Thank you very much for that correction. Now, nice things are for visitors. Very, very clear and simple and written rules. Nice plates, are for visitors. And then you'll have a sitting room that is swept and very clean. But if any of the kids sit on those sofas that have just been cleaned, World War III go start. Now for this one now, madams, this one now for you. Ma'am, just a quick question. Why the heck do we have sofas again to sit on? And, why are we not sitting on them? Well, because I just cleaned them. You know, you need to take a shower. Which, now, that one is hygienic. Now, I get it. You must be clean to sit on a sofa because, well, frankly, they are really expensive to clean. Especially the leather ones. You have to take them out there for some guys, you know, that call themselves, you know, upholstery experts to do the cleaning. And then, good blankets for visitors. Fed animals that are slaughtered on purpose for visitors. Animals that die from some disease. Yeah, that's for everyone. That's after they sell, well, all the good stuff. The terrible ones that will be left behind, you know, something that cannot be sold. That's, you know, that's for family consumption. So, you have got to be kidding me. So, anything that we can't sell because it's that bad, that's what we're gonna eat. Yes. And everything that's good enough for people to spend money on, we're gonna give it away. Yes. Like, why do we hate ourselves this much? Like, I don't get it. Now, but when I look at, it from that angle, I begin to understand why we were colonized. Now, this brings me back to, to black people with old money. One thing that was pointed out by one, is it Nigerian or Ghanaian, comedian on social media was every family that has old money today, let me just say almost if not all the family that have old money today, somewhere in the history of their family is a thief, natif, who robbed the people. But thieving from people is bad. But one part that makes me give people with old money a credit is how they manage to transfer that wealth from one family member to the next for 100 years. That's mostly white people, because that requires a whole different level of financial management. but not only for one person, but for generations. Let's take a quick break, then I can come back to, more like, you know, so I can start cooking Africans with old money. Mind the Gap with Helmut, Iso Fan Eagle FM, this morning.
June 7 Adventure Tours is offering an exclusive 20% discount for all local Namibians for the month of June and July. Get ready for an unforgettable quad biking and sandboarding adventure in the dunes. Parents, please bring the children to come and have fun on 20% discounted prices this coming June and July month. For more information, contact 081-624-9665.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have a capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. The time is just a minute past the hour of 10. Now, where were we? Why do Africans hate themselves so much that everything that's nice, whether something, you know, anything that is nice at home or anything that's nice, in the country or anything that's nice on the continent is for visitors? Oh my God, it's an African kiss. Oh dear Lord. Now I have a sneaky suspicion that is why we were colonized. Because, I think generosity is an African thing. I'm saying generosity because I don't want to think of it in a worst case scenario of greed and damasery. Because, make I explain. If you are one of those Africans with a quote unquote, if you are one of those Africans whose family started making money from colonial times, then you know that at some point, you have relatives. Actually, let's face it. History, this is a historical fact. That's how we lost some of our land. It's because somewhere on this continent, someone's grandfather thought exchanging a human being for 1 kg of sugar was a brilliant idea. Was an excellent business move. We don't want to mention any names, but we know these things took place. Now, let's just, I know we all focus on the history of what white people did, but that's history. We all talk about that. I like to talk about things that are not talked about frequently. And this is one of them. As Africans, it pains me to know that at some point in the history of this continent, someone's grandfather, someone's great-grandfather thought it was a brilliant idea to package a bag full of diamonds and then exchange them for whiskey. One bottle of whiskey. One for him to get drunk. One. I also have a sneaky suspicion that, back then they had multiple wives and the guys were really, really, really trying to, to find the strongest stuff they can to deal with multiple wives. Because Ombike was not doing it anymore. Ombike was not enough. But then the question is, here's the thing. I have a suggestion. Just get one. Now, as a guy that have been in several relationships, I will tell you, I don't see myself in polygamy. Because I know how stressful it can be. And we have been told that, men has one personality all throughout the month. Women have four from the month, like four personalities. There's one where they are really happy and treating you like a king. And then comes another phase where they will cry even after, you know, look at them wrong. They start crying. Oh, wow. That is true. Yeah, and look, and that's not their fault. Because this is an emotional roller coaster that they're facing like 2, 3, 4 times a month. And I'm told it gets worse when they fall pregnant. So, I don't know about you, but I would rather deal with one pregnant wife than four of them. Yo, aye. This one wants fried, you know, this one wants fried water. This one, yeah, this one wants, olive cooking oil, olive oil type of cooking oil, fried water. This other one here wants, a specific combination of carbon dioxide and green hydrogen fried in an air fryer. How the heck are you supposed to deal with that? And you can't say, honey, well, these things are impossible. No, you can't do that. Well, then that's when she starts crying and kissing you and your ancestors going back generations. So you don't want to do that. Believe me. I think if we look at the history of creation from a Christian perspective, you can easily understand why God created Adam and gave him one Eve. Because God knew, well, believe me, I made that. I totally understand how it operates because, well, four of those, you're going to kill yourself. One is enough. Believe me, she is going to be a handful. And, she was, because according to the Christian history of, Christian perspective of the history of mankind is the reason why we're in sin in the first place. Because it was just one Eve brought about the chaos we find ourselves in right now. Imagine what four Eves would have done. I think those four Eves would have set the whole garden on fire. God knew that. It was like, you know what? One Eve will do. But they're cooked anyway. I mean, it's just one Eve. My God, I feel pity for that planet already. So, part of African history we are not talking about is how some people's grandparents, how some people's forefathers exchanged people, relatives, and non-relatives with sugar and whiskey. Eish. And these people demanded to be respected. Respect me because I'm an adult. And remember, with age comes wisdom. Now, where's my wisdom? Catch that boy. When those yellow people comes, give them that boy so they can give us another bottle of wine. That's your wisdom. Like that's the ultimate wisdom of the whole land. Just understand that there are people that came to these idiots to ask for advice after they were well aware of the business transaction they just concluded. Alright, Africa. So, when you, I mean, when you look at it from that perspective, you understand why our colonizers disguised themselves as visitors. Because, well, the first time they visited, they knew, they received some amazing treatment. I mean, we even went on to say that, well, in our culture, well, when you visit us for this type period of time, we know a man's needs. So that house there is for visitors just to get in there. We'll provide you some kuchi. You know, it's a tradition, it's a custom, you can't refuse. You're going to feel terrible after that, but you can't refuse. This is our tradition. You have to respect our tradition. And the guys who were, who came here as virgins got laid by black women. Guys went back to Europe and was like, hey, you people must travel. You think this is hospitality? There's this place called Africa. Those guys invented the word hospitality because not only do they provide you with food on a plate in the kitchen, they also provide you with food in the bedroom. At this point, a bunch of white guys in Europe were going, you don't say, please, Oya, make them repeat them for me. All right. At this point, a bunch of white guys were working in the mines 24/7 so they can get money to afford, a ticket on a ship. A one-way ticket. Homeboy is not even getting himself a return ticket. Just one-way ticket because, believe me, he's not planning on going. He's not planning on coming back. So after being given a hospitality like that, and one thing that drove me to this conclusion is that women were not part of these expeditions. Not a lot of them. It was mostly men. And I believe you me, my gender, it doesn't matter what race he is. We all have two heads. One head that has common sense, another that has a lot of uncommon sense. Not very common sense. Actually, that one has zero common sense. And Robin Williams puts it, God gave us, these two heads. And then gave us, but not enough blood to operate both of them at the same time. That means when one is in full operation, another one is in hibernation. And when one is gets out of hibernation, the other goes in operation. Now, this is just my day-to-day education for my ladies. Stop asking your men questions that requires reasoning when you don't have your clothes on. Believe me. Because when you don't have your clothes on, the head that's doing the thinking at that time does not operate on reason. It operates on strength. Literally. So, if you ask him, if you have with your man a conversation about your upcoming anniversary and you are in your lingerie, and you ask him and then that day comes and then he realizes that he forgot your anniversary and you're like, well, I just told you a few days ago. Before you start blaming him, just hear me out. What were you wearing? Because if your answer is nothing or, is less or nothing, then believe me, don't blame him. The head that was in operation that time doesn't have memory. Which is why every time you tell us, honey, I missed my period. Our first question is, how'd that happen? Don't get me wrong. But that's for real. We forgot. Because again, the head that is responsible for that does not have any storage. It doesn't. It has storage, but not for memory. For more problems that brought about that responsibility. If you understand these jokes, you haven't view ones. Now, so, two heads but not enough blood to operate, and they both need a lot of blood to operate. Yeah, like seriously, they both need a lot of blood to operate. And the human body doesn't have enough blood to operate both of them at the same time. These are the things that makes me believe God is a comedian, I swear. Like, why would he do that to us? Like, what do we do? We didn't even eat the fruit. That was Eve. And now we have to pay the price. Like, another small 500 milligrams or just a liter of extra blood would have been very helpful. Commercial break.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutete okoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana konongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kondado inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka okone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onoreta timwe bali here bi nola natu here bali no here ileko derewa bora hetatu natu bali o hetatu atatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Welcome back. The time is 17 minutes past the hour of 10. Africa, why is that everything that is nice is for visitors? And now, see, I want to believe that, the whole preaching about heaven is has anything to do with it. But I'm beginning to think this is just an African thing. We have a tendency of keeping everything that is nice for visitors and everything else that is, and everything else that is terrible for everyone else. And to some degree, this is a human flaw. This is a human flaw. Because in every city that you go to, in every part of the country, if you are a visitor, there are parts of the city they are not going to show you. Because, well, it's terrible. It's terrible. Find out where, every time diplomats, where do diplomats live? Not in Tura. We have some fancy houses for them. Although we are not paying for them. Their embassy, there is, their countries are paying for it. And they are, and also they are all in a location where, in some fancy locations, because we want to put in a good picture of, want to have a good reputation. Basically something we are not. Everyone that visits the African continent, we show them this fancy part of town and then we show them the fancy part of the, the fancy part. This is our resources and, all these things. And when they go back, they're like, Africa is so nice. And Africans, Africans that are broke, like me, I go like, yes, Africa is so nice. And then they go, well, Africa is so developed. Everyone is rich. I'm sorry, you lost me at rich. This part of rich now is a whole different debate on how we have redefined wealth, because you have to understand wealth from an African perspective traditionally had something to do with how many cattle do you have. You were wealthy. But today, having cattle is not enough. You gotta sell some of it, make money, you know, value addition. Convert some of it to cash. Don't give them names and then cry when they die. Yeah. Okay. Sure, go ahead if you have a lot of tears. Some of us, you know, when a cow dies, we're just like, right. Where's the grill? I know there are not a lot of vegetarians that like that, but look. And you, yeah, and believe it or not, you'll find a bunch of videos out there of people that, that are like, you know, well, how can a dog eat meat? Look, as a history lover, let me explain something to you. We as a species domesticated dogs to help us kill other animals for food. Oh no, but we don't live in that world anymore. We don't kill animals for food anymore. Newsflash. Chicken is not from KFC. No, it's not. It's from a farm. Someone has a poultry farm, you idiot. It's not coming from the fancy store you call KFC. And by the way, Kapana is not from single quarters. Now, someone out there is farming with cattle where the guys buy the Kapana. This is something, again, that I'm so glad this whole conflict between Iran and Israel went global in terms of in terms of knowledge. A lot of people were aware of the conflict. But here's one thing I quickly learned that a lot of people did not know. A lot of people did not know that even everything that's manufactured or processed has a supply chain. Everything that's manufactured or processed has a supply chain. I happen to be one of those people that are more like these things called danged wings. I didn't really take a lot of interest in that until someone's daughter introduced me to it. And then I was like, well, actually, this is hecka delicious. So, But ever since I was introduced to this whole thing called supply chain, everything I put my hands on, whether it's a pen or, the smartphones that I'm using or the food that I'm eating, I'm picturing this is a slice of bread. There is sugar in it, there is salt in it, there is yeast in it, there is flour. Now, somewhere out there had to cultivate a whole, had to cultivate the flour. Someone had to extract the salt from some mountains because that's literally rocks. And someone had to farm the sugar cane that this sugar is made out of. What the heck is yeast made out of? Yeast is basically, just a living organism, basically. Not to be confused with yeast infection. Albeit they are both living organism. One of them will give you, genital warts. Other one will give you, a full belly when you eat it. The yeast that we buy in shops. The one for food, not the one for unprotected sex. That's a whole different types of, is that an STD or just, I have no idea. Now, here's the thing though. On this conflict between Israel and Iran, and then basically Israel and America, one thing that became clear for a lot of people was that, just how expensive wars are. Just how expensive wars are. Every bullet that you are firing is made out of metal that's coming from somewhere. It's made out of explosive material that's coming from somewhere. And we now have smart bombs, the navigatable ones. That means it must have a computer chip that's coming from somewhere. Of course, all these things you can find in DRC. And now, for you to bring all these materials together, you must have a supply chain that is in agreement with what you're doing. For the most part, a large chunk of the rare earth material or large chunk of the extractive industry is dominated by China. That means right now, it's kind of difficult to go to war when you don't have China as a friend. Because they can easily strangle your, you know, the supply chain that you rely on to make bombs. Oh no, the Chinese are smart. Like, really smart. I mean, dominating the supply chain, these supply chains was a genius move. Because right now, if you want to venture into electronics, you can't do that without the Chinese. And even under United Nations, Taiwan is recognized as part of mainland China. They don't like that subject. But when you look at it from a computer chips perspective, you begin to realize just how much powerful China is going to be in the next 10 to 20 years. Because, oh, they are running tech. They have the knowledge. Oh, India is just right next door, which is why a lot of, Western tech CEOs are Indians. You know. And also, one thing. You know, this is for those of you that, believe that sitting at home and praying for miracles will get the job done. No, it won't. Let me explain. Just, you know, in a span of less than a week, we all witnessed a prime minister from a group of God's chosen people, who is a prime minister in charge of a land that God gave to his chosen people. This is God's land, remember? This is God's people. His chosen people. And we are not talking about any God here. We are talking about God that parted the Red Sea. A God with all the power. When crap hit the storm, you know what that prime minister did? He ran straight to the US. Help! Please! I'm begging you. That, for me, goes to show that even he, Prime Minister Netanyahu, from God's chosen people, God's chosen land, blah, 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 knelt down in a synagogue, prayed for God's protection, and after that it was like, Lord, well, you're going to have to forgive me on this one, but I think, you know, I'm relying on you for this one. I'm gonna go ask for help, if you don't mind, of course. And, twisted his ankle, running to get to the US for help. Because, well, Iran was not playing at this point. And, God's chosen people were leaving God's promised land in droves. To another, most likely, would have been promised land if the ceasefire was not signed. Just a couple of years, just 10 or 20 years, Cyprus would have been the new promised land. But that's just some right-wing Nazi idea. Like, really nuts. Nuts beyond comprehension. So, if a whole prime minister, with all the money, and all God's backing, at least he claimed, that part is very debatable, ran, prayed, and then, you know, went to hustle for help. My brother, my sister, who are you to just sit at home and hope you can pray? Now, I'm a believer in God, but you know, what my belief in God takes the direction of, I'm gonna pray, after that, I'm gonna go and hustle. Why? Well, because I believe God is a responsible father. Just, and like every responsible father, he doesn't wanna raise couch potatoes. You have to go out there and work. I'm not gonna feed you. Albeit, you know, the fact that, when we die, or so they say, or after the second coming, depending on which biblical interpretation you side with, we are going to live in our father's house. That raises a lot of questions. But if father, if you want us to be responsible, why are we still in your house? I mean, our elder brother, the firstborn, has been in that house for the past 6,000 years that we know of. And he's still in there. So, I'm calling my dad after this. Why did I have to leave his house? I mean, after all, he was a pastor. That explains why he left. Commercial break. I've enough scenes.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. The time is 29 minutes left to the hour of 11. And you're still listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. But from our father's house. Moving on. If you are from one of those families that have a lot of money that was acquired during colonial times as a black person, just know that at some point in the history of your, at some point in the history of your family, one of your relatives might have been sold in exchange for, in exchange for whiskey and sugar. And believe it or not, your forefathers thought that was a brilliant idea. That was an excellent, wonderful business deal. Now, and if you are loaded and you are an alcoholic, well, then you know where it comes from. That's not you. It's not your fault. It's something that runs in your family. I mean, you literally sold your relatives for whiskey, so it's definitely not your fault. Now, let's talk about one of the less known tribe on the African continent, and that's the Akha tribe. The Akha tribe is one tribe that you find in Central Africa. It's similar in a lot of ways to, especially a lot of social ways, in terms of their social structure, in terms of what we like to call is traditional gender roles. It's similar to the Fulani. Of, is it Northern Nigeria? Yeah, I think it's, Northern Nigeria. They have a very, interesting, tradition when it comes to what we call gender roles. In a way, actually, the Fulani is more like, the Fulani tribe is a very, matriarchal one in social settings. In a way that, women actually, has more power than men. It turns out women are men are the one that have to put up, some type of show in order to entice the woman that they are interested in. And I know that we do this, we also do that, albeit in a lot of different ways. You know, we borrow a vrupa, we borrow clothes, and only for her to find out that, everything that all the things that she saw us wearing or driving when we were trying to lure her into our bedroom was actually not ours. And now that we are married, we are just telling her, honey, where's your blue Golf? Actually, I have a blue bicycle. That car, now that one, I just used it to get you to go out with me. Well. It sounds like politicians, but we are not going to go down that direction. because, well, this is, let's just, well, make this more social, not political. Man, that's difficult. While women hunt, men look after babies. And then there is a creepy part, at least, well, I'm not from the culture, so for me it's somewhat, yikes. Yeah. While women hunt, the men look after the babies, even letting them suck their nipples. Okay. This tribe is very fascinating because it has men just babysit and women hunt. Mm-mm. They exchange roles. It's like traditional gender roles in the Aka tribe is a very flexible one. Because in my culture, for example, it's more clear cut, at least in comparison to this. There are roles that are reserved mostly for men, anything that has to do with heavy lifting. Like plowing, for example. We don't allow women to plow. We don't allow women to go looking after cattle. We don't allow women, it can be done, but it's something that you rarely find. Looking after cattle is something that you rarely find women doing in my culture. Plowing is something that you rarely find women doing in my culture. And then when you turn the scripts, you find that cooking is something that you rarely find men doing. It's not that we don't know. It's just a traditional thing. I can cook, but I have 5 sisters. Why the heck should I cook? And that's the tradition I was raised with. That's until 2015 when I found myself far away from all my sisters and my mom, living alone. Uh-oh. Well, my masculinity went from 100% to 0%. You know, I was just looking at my food and all my pots were like, you're gonna cook, buddy. No one is gonna do it. And then I cooked my first macaroni, looked like pap. The second one looked like pap. I had to Google the heck out of that stuff. Okay, too much information. Moving on, for the Aka tribe, the roles are very fluid. In other words, if you were to study the Aka tribe, like a bunch of anthropologists have already done, so I'm just gonna read through the stuff. One thing that was observed was that these people, take day one, for example. You see that, the husband is taking care of the kids and cooking at home while the wife goes hunting. Come the next day, it's the wife that's taking care of the kids at home and cooking, and the husband has gone hunting. And at this point, anthropologists, as you can imagine, most if not all of them are white, went like, what type of a culture is this? The Aka was like, well, our culture. You're not here to ruin it, are you? Most cultures around the world have very like specific traditional gender roles, the tasks that are performed by women, you are not going to find them being performed more often by men, and most of the tasks that are performed by men, you are not going to find them most of the time being performed by women. So there's a clear cut this is going to be 90% going to be done by, going to be done by men. Unless, there's some inconveniences, that's when women hops in and sort of like try to help. And then you have some roles like cooking, for example, that are performed by women. Mostly performed by women. You rarely find men doing that. Until maybe only under very rare circumstances, you'll find men performing roles that are traditionally, set aside for women, like cooking, for example. And this is something that you actually even get taught in my culture, that, you are not going to do it all the time, but as a man, it's advisable for you to learn to cook. Why? Is because, well, what are you going to do if your wife is sick? She's not a machine. She's going to get sick. Then what are you going to do? Well, that's when you have relatives now come in. They are not going to be there all the time. And not every family you are going to marry into is going to have a lot of women. What if it's an all-boys club and she's the only girl? Well, that's when you have to take your relatives. One thing I know about women is that, they are going to get married, and when they get married, they have to go and live with their husband. They're not going to keep cooking for you, so, buddy, learn how to cook. Now, in most African cultures, minus for the Fulani, at least that I know of, and the Aka tribe, the traditional gender roles are very specific. And this is where I think there's a little bit of misunderstanding now. That, if it's a woman's role, a man can't do it like under any circumstances. I think that's just, okay. Juan Mohed, seriously, as a question that, now, Juan Mohed, Mohed, or maybe it's also Spanish, asks anthropologist Barry Hewlett why the Aka tribe are such unusual parents. By unusual parents, now, this came out of the Guardian newspaper back in 2005. Yeah, why Aka families are so unusual. Unusual is not, unusual should not be confused with, odd. Mm-mm. It's just something that, it's not something that you are, yeah, it's odd in a way, but, again, not to be confused with weird. Mm-mm. It's just something that, it's contrary to what you are used to seeing. In other words, you can get used to it if you give it a chance. After all, it's their culture. behave in terms of their tradition in such unusual ways? It's a question that has united Aristotle, Darwin, and my three-year-old question puzzlement. That's of course is Barry Hewlett, who is the anthropologist answering the question of why is the Aka tribe such an unusual one in terms of their tradition. What exactly are male nipples? Believe me, they are not as nice as boobs, but well, it turns out for the Aka tribe, they get the job done. This week, the charity's father direct came up with the answer. Now, this again is from 2005. And courtesy of such research is unheard about the nomadic tribe of African hunter-gatherers. the answer, it seems, is the one that unites Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin and Aristotle. Suspected all along, male nipples are there as a stand-in for when mom isn't around. Yeah, not a chance. Now there's a squawking bambino in dire need of something to suckle. Yep, nope, still buying a plastic one. What honorable anthropologist here is actually saying is that, which seems to be, something that's considered normal in Aka tribe is that, when your baby is crying as a father, you give them please don't do that. Thank God for the yikes. First of all, I'm saying yikes because, well, there are some chests out there. With hair longer than a Brazilian hair. Now, so I wouldn't actually recommend babies putting their mouths next to that. because that's like a rainforest of microorganisms. So, let's not, understand, this is someone's tradition. Let's not make fun of it, you know, someone's tradition. Moving on. Where was I? Right here. Yeah, and when you think about it, the anthropologist points out in this article, why ever not? Well, hairy. That's why. Surely a male nipple. Yikes.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parameter's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice, so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Skyfi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit parameters.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom.
15 minutes. Hey. Yeah. 15 minutes left to the hour of 11. Now, where was I? I stopped at a very unusual place because, you know, it's not every day that you end, you know, that you end a sentence with nipples. There is no way you can end a sentence with, you know, there is no way you can end an incomplete sentence, or more like you can be interrupted. While in the, you know, interrupted mid-sentence and then pause at nipple. There is no way that comes out clean. There is no way, especially not in the 21st century. Now, anyway. And, when you think of it, why not? Surely male nipple, a male nipple, deficient though it is, in terms of substance, gives a more pleasant sucking sensation than they say a dummy. I can imagine it's very ticklish and something that maybe one must get used to. So this is a very traditional tribe, but if you find yourself marrying one of this tribe, fasten a seatbelt, baba, because for ya, you go be breastfeeding your baby. But there is no way that's coming out clean, at least not in my head. And that's certainly how it seems to the professor, an American anthropologist, Ben Hewlett, an American anthropologist who was the first person to spot male breastfeeding among AKA pygmy people of Central Africa, a total population of 20,000. And after he decided to live alongside them in order to study their way of life more closely. By the time he noticed that babies were sometimes being suckled by their fathers, it wasn't a stunning revelation. However, as it might have been had he spotted it going on in the breastfeeding room at a mother care, somewhere in England. Now, you have to understand that somewhere in Central Africa, a baby suckling from the father's nipples, turns out that's considered normal. If you tried that here, I'm making one heck of a show out of you. Why? Because it's not something we've seen before. It turns out in some culture, especially this, Aka pygmy culture, that's normal for them. So, fathers, when she cries, please don't choke her with your just Brazilian hair. No, don't smother that child to death with your chest equatorial rainforest. Just get the bottle one. Please, I can't believe I'm recommending plastic for baby, but for this, I'll do anything for those poor, innocent little kids. Now, where are we? Because by then Hewlett had realized that when it comes to gender gender roles in parenting, egalitarian, gender roles, the AKA, who call themselves the people of the forest, beat anyone else and he'd ever studied. This is an anthropologist that's saying, well, I have seen interesting cultures. I don't want to use the word odd. Interesting cultures, but this one is more interesting than anything I thought was interesting. Now, the people of the forest. Now, according to the data he began collecting more than 2 decades ago, so this is out of 2005. Obviously, this analysis is more like research, began in the 90s. Aka fathers, or more like Aka pygmy fathers, fathers from this tribe are within reach of their infants 47% of the time. And there's apparently more than there are more than fathers in any other cultural group of on the planet, which is why fathers decided to dupe the Aka the best dads in the world. You see, the planet's best fathers on the African continent, just one specific tribe, just one. You know, for those of us going, hang on a second. How'd that happen? Terrible father. It wasn't just me. Terrible father. Well, I thought we were responsible. Well, clearly you're not. Well, we're in man three, so just prepare, daddy. I am not a father. You can deny. You can fly to Japan, change your identity. And leave a whole different name, train to be a samurai. You still be father. Ouch. That's kind of difficult. So it's not something you can run away from. Because deep inside it will still be, you still be reminding yourself every time. Papa, run away. How far now? Papa Usain Bolt, how far? Now, let's give the Papa Usain Bolts out there a break. Shout out to all the Papa Usain Bolts. So, no, that was just a moment of silence for my fellow Papa Usain Bolts. Moving on. What's fascinating about the Aka is that male and female roles are virtually interchangeable. While the women hunt, the men mind the children. While the men cook, the women decide where to set up the next camp, and vice versa. And it's in this vice versa, says Hewlett, that the really important message lies. There is a sexual division of labor in the Aka community. Women, for example, are the primary caregivers, as you'd expect. I mean, Muzaki Mbuli was not wrong when he said women are caregivers by nature. Actually, that's why I believe there's a reason why God made it in a way that it's women that fall pregnant, because us, we'll be given birth at 3 months. I'm basing that on the 2 minutes thing. Don't ask. Now, where is that? But, women are the primary caregivers. But this is crucial. There is a level of flexibility that's virtually unknown in our society. The Aka fathers will slip into roles usually occupied by women without a second thought and without more importantly any loss of status. There is no stigma involved in a different job. Now, why am I pointing that out? In my culture, if your relatives visit your house and find you doing dishes, we have lost our son. She don't witch 'em. Oh. But the Aka people if you will marry a guy from, I know now women in Namibia will be getting themselves a plane ticket to DRC. You know, so that they can just, you know, get themselves, an aka husband. So that, well, bro, you just be slipping in and out of male and female gender roles just like that. And they, you know, they don't have the stereotype of if a man is doing dishes, then he's less of a man. And if if a woman is plowing, then hey, oh yeah, see Goliath. No, they don't do the, now. They don't do that. They don't do that. For them, they have primary roles: women caregivers, men hard labor. But but men and women just slip into each other's, you know, just slip into each other's roles without question, without society, without being made fun of by society. Wow. Fascinating. Interesting. Now, you have to understand that for a lot of the, you know, for a lot of, you know, for other cultures, minus the Fulani, that I wear of, for other cultures, this was not the case until, you know, after the Industrial Revolution, when obviously, you know, with the rise of the feminist movement, and then women were given the right to start, going out there and work. That's when, which is why, stay at home dad is a, it's a Western concept. Stay at home dad. That's when a father decides, madam, you make more money to sustain all of us, so you go to work, I'll take care of the kids. And those guys are faced with stereotypes day in, day out. Now, we are looking at them like Simon Kangwanjala going, how should I call you, mister? Why are you gay? No, that interview is never getting old. So, the Fulanis, not the Fulanis, the Aka. I know, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. No, don't get me wrong. I'm just looking at it from my culture, and I'm asking myself, and I have a lot of sisters. There are only two of us that are boys. So I grew up in an environment that's dominated by women. So cooking is not something that I did, which is why I was really caught off guard when I found myself in, you know, living alone in Arandes, and then I realized that none of the people that I grew up with who were performing all the, what is known as, female gender roles. And now I have to take that role myself. First of all, it's like, okay, how do you turn on the stove again? Now you have to understand, not only was I, you know, learning how to cook, but I also have to learn how to use a stove to cook. So I was learning to, you know, kitchen technology and kitchen responsibility. You know, after a few months of giving yourself diarrhea, you get used to it. You know that you can't screw up, because if you do, you're gonna run out of toilet paper. So you have to get it right. And not talking from experience before you start judging me. I did not give myself the runs. If you don't cook it properly, oh, that's where you're headed. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap Comedy Show with Helmed on Eagle FM. And as always, I'm here until the hour of 11, and that is in 2 minutes. that's in 1 minute. So I'm not saying we should, I'm not saying we should all adopt the Aka, way of doing things, We obviously have our own tradition, you know, traditions and norms. But, you know, I find this very fascinating. Like, since we are, you know, we have a lot of cultures and traditions that are coming together in, you know, like in, you know, in relationships, like, it's the 21st century. You are most likely going to marry someone from a different tribe than your ancestors did, than our parents did, basically. Interesting. Like, well, our parents were born in, you know, born, and the modes of transport then was not that advanced. So they were only exposed to one or maybe just a few of the neighboring cultures and ways of doing things. That's all. Commercial break.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared.
Lipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa nukumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko derewa mbara hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM. The Eye.
Welcome back. The time is 11 o'clock on the dot. It's, the time is just a minute past the hour of 11. So if you are a regular listener of the Mind the Gap, then you know that this brings us to the end of our show for today. Until tomorrow, same time, same place on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. But it's, now let's. That's just a food for thought. I know, food for thought. So, guys, next time you run, you go to visit your male in law, and you find them in the kitchen doing the dishes with the wife. They are not witched. What if homeboy is just trying to be helpful? You know, sometimes I just feel like some of these things are driven by jealousy. Your husband not help you. Now you decide to ruin it for everyone. And look, just like in every ideology, you have people that hold it with a hardcore, like, well, I am a man, I can't do that. And there are those, women that will say, I'm a woman, I can't do that out of respect for my culture. And that's a good thing, out of respect for my culture. Now, with our nuclear family type of culture, you have to realize that the split up gender roles of what is for women and what for men worked for our ancestors because they had because they were living under extended families. They had relatives, they had cousins and nieces and nephews living around them. So, well, even if your wife is sick, her sisters were there. Your sisters were there. But these days, if it's just the two of you in your fancy apartment somewhere in Zimbabwe, and she's sick, Baba, off to the kitchen you go. So now you see that, as much as we want to hold our culture of, you know, just split up and specific, you know, traditional gender roles, the life, the family structure, the family setup, we are transitioning towards, and quickly, really, like at a breakneck speed that we are transitioning to, which is more nuclear, is not going hand in hand with the preservation of culture in terms of specific, more like just split, clear cut traditional gender roles. It was easy back then. Now, traditional gender roles, as in I can do dishes, oh boy, that's going to be difficult. That's if you have a nanny, and we know nannies have a way of becoming second wife, so most wives are very suspicious these days. And, well, also, secretaries have that power. And, also, well, get mans, although they not become, they, you know, they don't, you know, become husbands, because that role is difficult. Believe me, because you have to provide. For that level of comfort. And, oh dear. So, that basically goes to show that, what is considered odd in one culture is normal in some. The Aka pygmy, for them, a baby suckling on the father's nipples is not unheard of. For them, that's normal. In my culture, there will be, no. The entire Hambukusu traditional authority is, the entire Hambukusu tribe is going to be summoned by the Hambukusu traditional authority to just try to find out just what the heck was going on in your head. Why? Because, well, we don't do that. And, as far as the article about the Aka pygmy goes, it seems like, as far as even anthropologists know, there's only one tribe that has been observed doing that. Just one tribe. You. They are special, really. 5 minutes into the hour of 11, it's Sizuma Salicho time. And
the emperor, the conqueror, the lioness.
The lion is here.
Is here. No, he usually says, the emperor, the conqueror, the lion, the champion is here. Yes. The emperor, the conqueror, the lion. The champion is here. Why am I getting confused?
I have no idea.
Now that I am here in front of you and I'm trying to sing for you.
Charming husband. Hmm?
I'm very trying confused. To chant. The emperor, the conqueror, the lion, the champion is here. Zoku, zoku.
Wifey, you okay?
Huyamora, huyamora.
Hey, how are you?
I think today I'm better. Mm. Compared to yesterday. I don't know if you realized yesterday that I was
low.
I was under the weather. I was fighting a cold. Still am, but today is better though.
You have a strong immune system.
Today is better. I think so, because when I get a cold or a flu, it doesn't stay for more than 48 hours.
That means you're healthy.
Yeah, I am healthy.
Because if you get admitted because of flu, you...
Ah, no. Like, do people get admitted because they have flu?
Yeah, people that... Like, being admitted because of flu is something... Like, what type of flu is that? Maybe it's one of those very rare and...
Maybe. Yeah. Mm. I've had people getting admitted because of dehydration. Like, what do you mean? You don't have water or what?
Dehydration?
Yeah, like severe dehydration.
Okay, first of all, what do you eat will be my first question. What do you eat?
Alcohol consumption.
That makes sense. Alcohol is basically an acid. Which is also a very confusing term when you say it in, because basic is another term for alkaline. Yeah, alcohol is an acid and acids are very water demanding.
Yeah, so yeah. They literally eat or they yeah, drink they just, up drink all up the water, water in your
from your cells and now you have to replace it. And
Yeah, so and water is really not tasting. I don't think it's something you want to drink when you have been consuming alcohol. It's rare. So you end up becoming dehydrated.
Without even knowing it?
Yeah.
So you don't feel thirsty, you don't feel thirsty, but you're consuming a large amount of alcohol, so the alcohol is depriving yourselves of water.
Yeah, I don't think you will feel thirsty. I think you will just feel weak, like really weak, 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 weak. And then if you decide to go to the hospital, they put you on a drip. Then that's where
they're basically forcing you to drink water.
Yes. Oh, they are putting the water in your veins.
Whether you like it or not, your behind is drinking this water.
Yeah. So it's crazy, man. But there are people who have been admitted for dehydration, actually. So guys, drink water. When you're drinking alcohol, drink it with water.
Yeah, that's please. That's the best, you know, that's the best advice I've, that's the best advice I've been given.
Yeah.
Yeah, by my both, by both my wives.
Yes, yes, it's actually very good for you. Like, pour in some water, you know, drink two beers, pour in one bottle of water, continue, pour in. Now they are even selling that alkaline water, like in places of drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the pH is apparently good, so it's good for you. You might not even feel hangover when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, so you are, I mean, that, negates the point of drinking alcohol, because alcohol is an acid. You are drinking alkaline water.
Yeah.
Acid plus a base, when they mix, they produce salt and water. Now, okay, now the water part is true. The salt, how the heck are you going to get that out of it? And is even any, what type of salt? I have no idea. Well, look, that's chemistry. And I haven't, I haven't done that in like 5 years now. So, yeah. Now, a bunch of things got stuck in my head. Like, I don't.
What do you know about, this court case of, the late Zambian president? Are you following it?
No, I'm not following that.
You are not, Ne. I'm also not, but yeah.
Court case of the late Zambian president?
You don't know the drama that is unfolding in Zambia?
No, I was following the one that was, yesterday I was talking about what the one that was unfolding in Uganda, but that one is a special one.
there's drama in Zambia. Drama. Yo.
Okay, look, here's one thing I know about people in power. All people in power are involved in controversies. I don't care how, I don't care how innocent they make it look like.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they have, they have a cleaning crew. This is something that we are learning with the Didi files. Every time that he screwed up, the police showed up to hide everything,
mm-hmm.
which is why he managed to get away with it for as long
for
as he has.
So long.
He had a clean, he had a cleaning crew. He's not that he didn't screw up.
Yeah.
He screwed up more than
he just had a cleaning crew, the fixer.
Yeah. Thank you. Fixer. That's the term. The fixer.
He had fixers.
Yeah. I feel, And I feel like every high profile person, just for the sake of their reputation,
mm-hmm.
they have one or two of those.
No, they do. They do. They, it's like, it's compulsory.
Yeah.
You need to have one or two.
They
or
need
more.
To have one or two or more of those.
Yeah. Yeah. So Lungu's family, they don't want him to be buried in Zambia.
They want him to be buried where?
In South Africa.
Why?
Apparently they are saying it was his wish. We don't know. So apparently Lungu requested that he does not want the current president near his body.
Oh, the witchcraft thingy.
I don't know if it's witchcraft or whatsoever. But, so the attorney general, last night I was reading about the attorney general now put in an application to challenge this whole thing. That, look, we have people like a nation that was led by this man.
Uh-huh.
And the constitution says this and this and this. This man is supposed to have a state funeral and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So now that is what is happening now. Like there's a whole court case now.
Okay, but if you, but burying him in South Africa would mean a whole logistical nightmare of having to move everyone in attendance and body and also a lot of diplomatic channels to, to go with the South African government.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think the South African government is going to have a problem with, is going to have a problem with it, but that's a logistical nightmare.
Yeah. So.
And also that will raise a lot of, take for example, even if the South African government decides not to have a problem, decides, that's okay.
So
they will have to answer a lot of questions from the South African public.
So apparently the burial church service is happening. At the same time, the widow and the children are in court. What is going on? Anyways, Helmut.
That's a lot of drama. Look, death is just death. We are buried, yoga.
I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, the man is dead, bro. Uh-huh. Just bury the man in Zambia. Give the man a state funeral. In spite of what he was saying.
Maybe it's
that's a, it.
Maybe it's one of those cultural and traditional things also at play.
It's crazy.
Mm. All right, with this is Zumasalicho up next, and yours truly here takes a leave, hands over to dearly wonderful wife.
Manasa. You must say my name. Say my name, baby.
Oh no, we're not going, DJ Khaled.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ikura nengelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite okoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doi nawa. Nune udo, o tukwe tira o special ange, tashia kengejefa omarudi dayo loka, opone ujendife nawa, nukumona oijabo ili nawa, ninge patafanoa na Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali, ileko berewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu batatu, omafilane Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest...
And shango eva televisiva po ya Jesu selme amhera ma programel na mana koni achwale programolo tona hamoho ma mazazi aviki kuzelela kwanu kwa RCP za Eagle FM me yami amhera kina mana disaya la teaka inkaiko mlo terezanga kona kulika chenu nikamso nikava ninos vos lutupi vaire kwa mkopano kona kuli mkopano o ukazwe la pili hape ni kamso. Milu katova fela nivona love 10. En, love 5. Mina waba sazi vikuli love 10 kili zazi mangi. Maasilozi. Kona kuli katova fela nivona silutupi love 10. La Friday. En, sha. Kona kuli. Nisweli kufumana tavafa. Kuvo minyoi kwa ma... Kepelo ya vene vali vomwe teleli wa na Zambia vo Edgar Lungu kuli. Likazi sweli kuno nyambwa lakana. Nsepa kulikona linzuideli otolo hile leo. Kuli likazi sweli kuno nyambwa lakana. Hazigele lifela mi haluzivi kuli kuyeza halanyo. Yeni. Kona kuli nikava swala kuli bakone kulukandekela. Kulizeva sweli kubona, kubuza sweli kutwa, kiri kama inkuyeza hala inkanti. Kanti va dala va haba sayobulu kiwi kuliva epo mwerele ki inka kuli. Kere kufitari viki mwendize talo zani. Kuzwele la fone va timerezi. Volungu, kona kuli, aao. Vafuma netatulo kwa tavae, kona kuli vumuna mhulu va kone kuyo ipo mwerela. Milu kamiza matiha inyani. Kuli uluswale vo minyoi, luka tozwe la pili. Asamlaho, musike maya kwa hule.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia?